Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. And we have for over 35 years. We've helped numerous people put their lives back together again and have them have a fair, adequate, thorough recovery. And we're trying to give you the tips today in our past few shows on how to win your injury claim, our top tips. You know, one of which we call was a legal game plan, and I've said this before. When you have a strategy or strategies, you know what you're doing. But I tell you what, sometimes you need an adjustment to your game plan. It's like a football game. It's like the Broncos going into halftime and they, quote, make adjustments, right? You've heard that before. Well, sometimes you need an adjustment midstream on your injury claim. But you have to have attorneys who actually are knowing about you. Look, when you come to our law firm and you meet with a licensed attorney, as we covered at the top of the show, right? And you hire Bell and Pollock, then you're not just another number. And I tell you what, we have a lot of forms for you to fill out, and a lot of them. And some people kind of balk at it in the beginning, but then they understand and see clearly how important this is, how this injury has affected you. What was your work life like? What was your quality of life like? What was your recreational life like? What changed? What didn't change? What were your hobbies? What were your passions? What were your endeavors? How did that happen? You know, it's called quality of life. That's one of your elements of damages that you can recover. But it has to be proven specifically. So these are our tips right here. When you start to prove your damages, injuries, and losses, and we were talking like just before the break, let's say you were rear-ended and you have a neck injury, and you were referred to a specialist. That's important. You don't have to be referred to a specialist, but if you have a neck injury and you have an MRI, you know it's going to be important to be able to prove that you need facet injections, or you need trigger point injections, or you need a transforaminal epidural steroid injection. But you must try to prove what your true condition is and convince the insurance company and their computers that you just don't default and you're just not a defaulted injured victim to a sore neck and a sore muscle. And Brad, that's how they try to do it. But the more details and the more proof that you can set forth on your case with regard to your neck injury, and that's our example right now, the better you're going to be.
And you do it for a couple of purposes. One of the purposes is, from our side of the case, we're doing it to determine the injury and the nature and extent of the injury, how the injury can be treated, and what's going on with the injury, and was it caused by the crash. There's a lot of factors that go into that because that's what we're looking for. We're looking to get you compensated. We're looking to get you the appropriate recovery for what's happened to you. And so that's what we're doing. And that's what any plaintiff's personal injury lawyer should be doing. They should be looking into these factors, and they should be going to doctors that they know understand this type of injury, that they know what they're looking for. So we're doing it for that purpose. We're also doing it because it's a form of treatment. A lot of times it's a therapeutic form of treatment where they're trying to find out exactly what the diagnosis is. I mean, you know, Gary mentioned MRIs that need to be done. Quite often you need to have MRIs, especially if the pain persists or if the pain is bad enough. But you can get a discography. Yeah, now, why would you get that as opposed to an MRI? Well, if you think a particular disc is causing the problem, a lot of times the doctor wants to inject the disc to see if that changes or alleviates or otherwise affects the pain that you're dealing with. Why? Because that's going to allow the doctor to know whether or not this disc got injured in the crash. You know, you got to remember, this, the spinal cord is a complex instrument or a complex part of our body, but basically, you know, you've got to remember, it's a long chain of bones and discs and muscles and ligaments that extend from the base of your skull to the tip of your tailbone. It has so many different moving parts. It has so many different aspects to it that could cause, if they get injured, can cause pain for the rest of your life and can just devastatingly change the way your life is going to be carried out and what you can and can't do and how you live and what kind of pain you live in for the rest of your life.
You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. Or if our website, championsofthepeople.com. Let's look at this neck injury like this a second, okay? You're in an accident, a rear-end accident. It usually injures the neck and the low back, and there can be other body parts injured as well. But that's well-known in our business. You're injured, your neck accelerates and decelerates rapidly backwards and forwards, and you don't even realize it. Usually when you're rear-ended, the seat rams into your low back, the lumbar part of your back, L2, L3, L4, L5, and there's an injury. So let's say you got a neck injury, and the insurance company wants to settle with you, and their computer says you only have a muscle injury. So they're going to offer you $2,500, and they'll pay your medical bills up to date. Well, you understand, in this business, they have to pay for your future medical bills. What about your future medical treatment? What about your future impairments? Now, let's take the neck. We're still talking about the neck. So if you settle, and this has happened, people have come in, and they've called our show, and they've come into our law firm and tell us, well, they signed these papers, and it's all over with. They signed a release. And I guarantee the release will say that you take all the risks with regard to your medical condition, known or unknown, in so many words. So you have this neck problem. Now, would you want to settle the neck problem without really knowing what's going on with your neck? I mean, if it's a muscle-related injury only, that's one thing. But if you have a neck injury and you maybe need injections, those are expensive. Maybe you need injections in the future. Maybe you need surgery. Maybe you need a special kind of surgery. Maybe you need a discectomy. Maybe you need fusion. Also, there might not be anything wrong with your disc, but the lordosis, the natural curvature in your neck, may have changed. That can be measured. Don't you think that would be important rather than the insurance companies defaulting and their computers defaulting? Just, well, you just had a muscle sprain, so go away. Brad, if you, and we see it all the time, we've seen it for years, if you go ahead and sign the release papers and you take you assume the risk that you don't know what your injuries are and that's the way it's going to be and your case is closed out, that's what you have to live with.
Well, you most certainly do have to live with it. You made a contract. You made an agreement with the insurance company. They paid you money, and you were willing to take that amount of money at the time for whatever might be the situation that you're facing. It may not protect you. It may not do anything for you except cause more problems in your life in the future, because now you're having these injuries, and you're hoping your medical insurance will cover it. Maybe you're hoping you still have medical insurance. You're hoping that, you know, that's not canceled for one reason or another. You don't have it, and it's gone. So next thing you know, you're dealing with these injuries. And remember, an aspect of your injuries, damages, and losses that are recovered for in a crash. In the window of time, when the crash occurs, when somebody runs into you, there's a window of time for you to get compensated for your injuries, damages, and losses. And that window of time is going to be there depending on how you approach the crash. Now, if you sign a release and you take the $2,500 that Gary was talking about, your window of time has closed. It's gone. And you can't expect it to be back. It's not going to get opened back up. Now, why is that so important? Because you say, well, you know, so what? And now instead of the car insurance company paying for my medical bills, I got my health insurance company paying for my medical bills. If you still have the health insurance, or, you know, they're going, well, you know, we can talk about pre-existing conditions, and we can talk about all that, but I still basically I can have my health insurance pay for it. Well, yes, except for the window of time to be compensated for your lost time from work is closed. Health insurance company is not going to compensate you for that. The window of time to be compensated for your pain and suffering is closed. Health insurance company is not going to compensate you for that. The window in time to be compensated for the disability and for the loss of quality of life, they're closed. Those windows are closed. And health insurance isn't going to open those windows back up. They're not going to compensate you for that. So when you go sign that release, while you say, well, my window is still open to get maybe health care through my health insurance, all these other windows are being closed. And as they get closed, you don't get them back open. There's no other source or direction you can go to get them back open.
Right. It's very important. You can call us right now, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We have over 35 years of experience, and we are trying to teach you and tell you and give you tips, informative tips on how to win your injury claim. I'm going to give you this example one more time. If I were injured this morning and I was talking to you and you were my friend, I said I was injured, I got rear-ended this morning, my low back hurts. And if that's all I said, and that's all I could prove, it just hurts. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? What value right now, what value would you put on that? Would you want to know something more? Would the injured victim want to know something more? Suppose the pain just won't go away. You wake up day after day after day and it won't go away. So if you signed a release 3 months ago, it's over with. That's why it's so important to visit with a licensed attorney. You can do that when you come to Bell and Pollock. When you call our law firm at 303-795-5900, you will meet and talk to a licensed attorney. Other people will talk to you as well, but you will have a significant legal game plan, part of the initial consultation. If it doesn't happen right away, it's going to happen. We have to find out about you. We have to know how this affects you. You have to know how it affects you. You can't be discussing. In my example I just gave you, if I injured my low back and I said it hurts, what was your answer? What was the value? If I said it hurts and I've got a herniated disc, what they call an HMP, herniated nucleus pulposus, I've got a herniated disc and it's killing me and affects my range of motion, my quality of life, and I'm going to have surgery, and surgery is going to cost between $75,000 and $125,000. Is that a little bit different picture? These are the tips. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are championsofthepeople.com. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell and Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about emergency room visits. We're talking about car crashes and your injuries. When you go to the emergency room, it's a traumatic event. You're probably not thinking clearly. You need to remember to try to tell the doctors all your legitimate symptoms that you're feeling. Many times the symptoms get missed. They get missed in the ambulance ride. They get missed once you get to the emergency room. You don't remember to tell them about your ankle or your low back or your hip. They're concentrating on your neck. Maybe they're worried about your spinal cord. Maybe they're worried about a brain bleed. They're doing MRIs. They might do a CT scan. The insurance companies try to use these records against you when you're in your weakest moment. We can help you. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. Give us a call.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm at Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we bring this to you, Your Legal Minute. We're talking about distracted driving. So what's the big deal? What difference does it make? If the driver hits you and injured you, is distracted, so what? The insurance company for that driver cares, and it involves your claim, and it enhances and helps your claim for damages, injuries, and losses. And you might say, well, they're going to pay me anyway. No, they're not. They're going to try to beat you and defeat you and mitigate your recovery.
and reduce it down to nothing or next to nothing. If you can show or prove that the driver who hit you was distracted by a phone, by texting, by eating a breakfast burrito, by eating oatmeal, then you've enhanced your claim. You need to know these things. Talk to an attorney. Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com will help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. Bell and Pollock has been in existence since 1984. We've got a lot of experience, and we can represent you. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. We have an office in Denver, an office in Steamboat Springs, and we travel, and we can help you. You can call us. It's easy. It's free to call 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. We keep talking about a legal game plan, and we keep talking about top tips. But I can't tell you how many people that I've met with that when I spend time with them and I go over their situation, I understand about them and I tell them what we've got to do, what has to happen. I can't tell you how many people have said, well, wow, thank you very much. You spent a long time with me, and I do understand what I got to do, and I got to understand what the insurance company is going to try to do back against me. So instead of guessing, and the earlier the better. I mean, it's not an emergency. You don't have to call an attorney midnight of the night of your car crash, but you must talk to an attorney. You know, what if they want to take statements? We're giving you the tips. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Now, we were talking about proving your damages, injuries, and losses. And Brad made a great point in the last segment of the show about your window of opportunity, your window of time closes. So don't you think it would be appropriate if you and your attorney had an objective, a goal, a strategy of a window of time, a window for you to be able to prove your injury claim? You know, so Brad, when you follow a legal game plan and you follow it to help yourself and you navigate this insurance maze, and you talk about your neck injury, back injury, it doesn't matter. When you have a strategy, it enhances your chances to win.
Well, that's the first point of a legal game plan, is put together the strategy. And the first part of the strategy has to be directed towards, one, finding out about all of your symptoms and all of the effects it has on you. And number two, finding out how you're going to address those and how long it's going to take. You've got to be able to learn these things. You've got to know what they are, and you've got to understand how the particular injury, the particular ailment, the particular difficulty that's presented in a person's life, how that affects their life. You don't know. There's no way you know. As a lawyer sitting down with somebody when they're first coming in to talk to you, there's no way you know how this has affected them. It's impossible. You only learn how it's affected them as you learn more about them, as you get an idea of who they are, as you get an idea of what they do, as you get an idea of what they're about, as you look them in the eye and you get an idea of exactly what this person, the makeup is and what's important to this person and what's not. You can learn a lot when you sit down and look at somebody and you have a chance to get to know them, and you're sitting there over a glass of water or a cup of coffee, and just little tidbits come out and you get a chance to know about them. That's a whole lot different than somebody calling you or you calling somebody on the phone. They send you a contract to get you signed up, which probably means they're getting some kind of bonus or some kind of extra kudos somewhere, because by gosh, they got the person signed up so fast, got them signed up on the phone, didn't have to use our facilities, didn't have to come in and sit down at our conference table. We got them signed up before they even had to do any of that. We got them signed up on the phone without ever talking to a lawyer. What a great deal, until you start realizing, wait a minute, this is a human being. This is a person on the other side that you're dealing with, that you're trying to work with to find out exactly what the results are. And you can learn a lot about it when you sit and talk to somebody and see them eye to eye.
Don't you think that somebody in your life, you're a professional, an attorney, if you've been injured, don't you think they would want to know, and you would want to know specifically Not generally. Specifically what your injuries are, and we're talking about the neck, your injuries to the neck. Were there torn ligaments? Was there a herniated disc? Is there a compressed disc? Is there neurological injury? Is there nerve injury? Is there radiculopathy and radiating pain or numbness or tingling going down either arm, which they call in medicine an upper extremity? Are those symptoms there? What do they mean? If they're not there, what does that mean? Are you going to require future medical treatment? If so, how much? So, you know, when the insurance company says, well, we're going to pay you for your past medical bills of, you know, $3,000, as an example, and we're going to pay you $2,500 for pain and suffering, and you haven't even had a final diagnosis yet, and your doctor doesn't know yet, and you don't know yet, and your attorney doesn't know, what are you doing? You must approach this, and because if you sign the release, it's over with. You must approach this as a one-time opportunity to try to resolve this with the insurance company. And you know they have their computers, and we've preached on that before. But we're giving this example of your neck. If you don't have a compressed disc, if you're not referred to a surgeon, that's okay. You've got a different case. Oh, you got a different game plan, but you can still win. Look, for example, if you don't need neck surgery, many times when you injure your neck, it's called the lordosis, the natural curvature of your neck, changes, which can be measured on x-ray. If it changes, it can be very debilitating, very painful. But then they say, well, that was just a muscle injury. No, we have a complete change to the symmetry, the anatomical symmetry to our body, other than the way it was designed to be. And it's very painful. When you have lordosis, the curvature sometimes goes away. Maybe your neck is now straight instead of curved. Just think about the back of your neck. Put your hand back on the back of your neck and think about it. There's a natural curvature there. When that changes, it hurts. Sometimes it can be treated to go back or attempting to go back to where it was. And sometimes there's reverse lordosis. The curvature changes 180 degrees. But if you don't know those things, then how are you going to prove your injury claim? And we're giving you the tips today. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Brad, let's talk about future medical bills, because we see this all the time as a tip. You know, people, the insurance companies want to say, well, we'll pay you for your past medical bills up to date, and something else. We'll pay you for pain and suffering and something else. But what about your future? What kind of treatment are you going to need? Are you going to maybe need surgery? Are you going to need treatment for a year, 2 years, or more? What about that?
Anything you do when you're resolving a personal injury case where you've been hurt, where you've had any kind of injury, must include the future. It must include a look into the future. It must include what's happening. Sometimes that means that you're not going to settle your personal injury case for a while, even after you think everything's resolved, because you're going to wait and see if there's anything that comes back up. You're going to talk to the doctors. You're going to try and determine if there's anything in the future. Why? Because once again, once you close the window, you don't get anything for that future, except for maybe you might have a health insurance policy somewhere if you haven't changed jobs or lost your health insurance somehow. The bottom line is you've got to look into the future. You've got to make sure that you understand how this is going to affect you in the future. It may make you more susceptible to future injury, to additional injuries. I mean, Gary, we now know, science has come along, and we now know from medical science that a head injury makes you more susceptible to an additional injury in the future. What does that mean?
Or a worse injury.
And what it means is that, you know, that head injury you got in the car crash now means that a lesser blow or a lesser event that may cause an injury can bring that injury back on, or can make the subsequent injury worse, or can make that subsequent injury happen because you're more susceptible. It's like you've cracked the egg. You haven't busted it wide open, but you've cracked it. You've made it more susceptible. Well, are those things considered? And are you looking into the person's life to see if it's something that can be considered? That's the same thing with a spinal injury. That's the same thing with anything that happens to you. Are you making things more susceptible, and should that be considered for the future?
Right, and this is very important. So you can give us a call anytime right now. You can call us 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900. Just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can see our reviews there. You can see our testimonials. You can see our books. They're free. You can see all of our information there that we have. All of our shows are there. Our podcasts are there. And we do this for you. And by the way, we've done a complete show on what you need to know before you talk to the insurance adjuster on the very first phone call. That's on the homepage of our website, championsofthepeople.com. There's also a printable, downloadable checklist on what you need to know, the basics, before you make the first phone call to the adjuster or before they call you, right? Wouldn't that be good to know? Yes, it would be good to know. Would that be great information? Yes. Why do we do it? So you have the information, so you know what to do. So you can kind of get your own mini little legal game plan right there. Because do you really know what to say to the adjuster when they first call? Do you really know? And do you think they're on your side? What do you think? And you think they're going to try to help you? They're representing the outfall person, the one that rear-ended you? You think they're going to be friendly to you? Probably. You think they're going to try to help you in the long run? Probably not. So, what do you need? You need to be educated. At Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate for you, for your family. 303-795-5900. We were talking about today at the last part of the show how you prove your damages, injuries, and losses. And so it's important that you be as specific as possible. Brad made some great points about a window of opportunity. You have a window, but a different window for a different injury, right? Like Brad just talked about the traumatic brain injury or concussion in the accident. You know, most doctors say, well, it's just rest, wait and see. Most insurance companies say, well, everybody gets over those. Well, no, they don't. No, they don't. And then they talk about medical literature, where a certain amount of percentage of people recover. Well, maybe that's true. But that doesn't apply to you and your family. You can call us anytime. We're ready to help you. 303-795-5900. 970-870-8989. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.